The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. If you were at the Blue Water Convention Center last weekend for the Home Sport and Garden Show on Sunday, you got a chance to meet, say hi to John Gonzalez and Amy Sherman, the hosts of Behind the Mitten. Gonzo's on the line with us right now. Good morning, John.
good morning. So excited to be on the air with you every week. And, of course, so excited about coming off that show we recorded at the show. You know, it's going to be on the air this weekend.
That is awesome. A chance for people all over the state who listen to your show to hear about some of the things going on in Port Huron. I think we've got a pretty good summer lined up here.
Yeah, between, boots and boats going on, the sand castle festival out at the lighthouse. I mean, it's just, what don't you guys have going on this year?
Well, all four seasons are great. We always talk about that, but there is just something special. I think, waterfront communities especially just thrive in the summertime.
It sure does. And I'll tell you what, the Blue Water Sand Fest, we had a great time talking to those folks. Denise and Dave Brooks were on the show with us, and then that's not till August, but you know what? I mean, summer's right around the corner, right? And we have a great interview with Andrew Kircher, the community engagement manager over at the Port Huron Museums. I mean, he's great. I just talked about him. It's a fun show. So if you haven't listened to Behind the Mitten at all, you know, in a while, or you missed a show or two, you definitely want to find out what's going on in your own backyard.
Absolutely. We've got a lot going on here. You also talked to the guys from Renaissance Man Distillery. And I've met them once, and we've talked a lot about it. They are really looking forward to getting moved into the Wrigley Center. That's going to be an interesting operation, I think.
Yeah, they run down some of the reasons why they opened at the why they're going to open at Wrigley Center. But I tell you, I think there was one little faux pas on all of our parts. We got really excited, right? Is that I believe we said on the show that it opens April 8th, and they're looking to open May 8th, not okay. April. So if you listen to the show and we mentioned April 8th, I think we were trying to say May 8th. So, but whenever these new places open, that's just the way things go. But once they do, I tell you what, I was impressed with their knowledge in the industry. And also, you're going to listen to the show and hear a revolutionary method that they're using to age whiskey. They're patenting it. And I think the listeners will be really intrigued how they're doing this.
Yeah, I'm certainly intrigued. I have not gotten to sample their product yet, but it sounds intriguing. And that's really kind of the up-and-coming thing. I mean, we certainly are known for beer in Michigan. There are a number of breweries all across the state. But I think spirits is sort of an up-and-coming trend, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, Amy and I actually went to about 20 different distilleries around the state. Actually, that was pretty much all that were around at the time. And now it's doubled in size. We're winning a lot of awards around the country, international competitions as well. We're getting a lot of respect, a lot of love around the country for our distilling spirits. And you're going to have from Renman, which we're excited about, they're going to be able to come out right out the gate with a whiskey. And that's unheard of. Most of these new distilleries that open have to wait 6, 7, 8 years before they can have their own whiskey. These guys are going to have one right when they open.
Yeah, their aging process is much, much shorter than most, and so I think it's going to be an interesting product. And that whole operation over there, the Wrigley Center, we've been talking a lot about that recently. As it gets closer to opening, some businesses already opening there, and the apartments up above, and it's just a really cool development here.
Hey, and if you're a car buff too, Amy and I had so much fun talking to our friends over at the Hot Wheels weekend.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great show. It's not until later in August, but it's over in Marysville at Marysville Park. You know, they're going to have a lot of cars there and surf music and rockabilly music. I that's going to be another fun time in August.
I'll tell you what, this is the time of year you really need to get the calendar out and start plotting out your summer, because there are great things to do all over the state. You know, you're going to want to take a vacation somewhere. You're going to want to visit places on the weekend. You got to find out what's happening where and when, and really plot out your summer, don't you?
Yeah, definitely plan ahead, because it's going to be a busy summer. But you know what? We're going to spend some time in Port Huron this year. I can already feel it in my bones on the show. I talk about my big family reunion is always you know, in KFAC there in that first weekend in August. I'm like, well, you know what? While I'm in town, I'm going to have to head over to Port Huron and visit some family and friends over there. So we're looking forward to the summer in Port Huron.
We are always glad to have you guys over here because for us, it's, you know, it's fun to see you and catch up and talk about some of the things that you've been doing around the state. But you might have noticed we kind of like to brag about our community a little bit because we've got a lot going on here. And it's really fun to show it off to you and to the rest of the state.
Yeah, and, you know, both of you guys have been great, you and Caleb Gordon there from the station, and getting to know the community, and that's been the fun part. And you're right, now we get to tell people. In fact, we were doing an interview this morning with, you know, a radio station, one of our affiliates in Mount Pleasant, and the DJs are like, we've never been to Port Huron before. What is there to do, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're exposing people around the state to, you know, to what you have going on and why they need the business.
Well, and that's what's great about your show is, you know, not only do we get to show off what's happening here in Port Huron, but other parts of the state. Every week when we listen, we hear about a business, a festival, something happening somewhere that chances are we haven't been to before. And so we put that on the list of things we got to check out around the Mitten.
There you go.
There you go. Gonzo, always great to talk to you. Good to see you last weekend. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll be tuning in this weekend.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And if you are looking for something to do today, I've got a list. Go online on Behind the Mitten on our Facebook page or our new website, which we're going to announce on the show this weekend.
Ooh.
We have a new website. Your listeners get it first. It's called amyandgonzo.com, and you'll be able to keep up to date on all of our travels. Today I will be with my friends from Shorts Brewery sampling psychedelic cat grass around the state of Michigan.
So oh, is it that time again?
It is.
We've got time here, if you don't mind. Tell us about the psychedelic cat grass. This is amazing.
Yeah, so we talked about on the show last week, if you missed our Spring Beers show. So what they do is they actually package this beer, and within 24 hours, it goes from packaging to your either bottle shop or a tap room around the state. And I can't remember offhand what the tap rooms are in the Port Huron area, but I tell you what, this is like the freshest beer.
Yeah.
It is like so fresh. In fact, when we go there today, we're actually going to be going to the tap room and picking up right off the keg line and driving it to three locations. We're going to Lansing, we're going to Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids to deliver this beer.
That is really cool. Yeah, I've talked to those guys before when they've done this. It's an annual event, and really, really cool. Good for you. Living the life, Gonzo. We can only live it vicariously through you. We appreciate you providing that service.
It's a lot of fun. Again, don't forget to check out amyandgonzo.com, our new website we just launched, and listen to the show. Tune in.
We will be listening on Sunday. Gonzo, take care.
See ya.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. John Gonzalez, he and Amy Sherman were here last weekend. Talked to a whole bunch of people from around town. You're going to hear those interviews on Behind the Mitten this Sunday at noon on WPHM. Just a quick programming note. This Sunday at 12:45, we've got Tiger Baseball on WPHM, so the show will get cut short on the air, but you can continue listening on the app or at WPHM.net to hear the full program there. Or you can just go to wherever you get podcasts, look for Behind the Mitten or the new website that Gonzo mentioned, amyandgonzo.com for Behind the Mitten.